such a great tune.
Such a great tune.
I love that one.
Oh, yeah.
Gloria, Laura Branigan. Mm-hmm. Also, she did Self Control, too, right? She was awesome. That was the influence or the inspiration for the show today was songs about women by women. Mm-hmm. And that block was three of them. So we had Betty by Taylor Swift, mm-hmm. followed by Fleetwood Mac with Rihanna. The song was written by Stevie Nicks. That one was for DJ Mike Most, tuning in from the East Coast. Mm-hmm. And we had Laura Branigan with Gloria there. And, yes, but it's fun. It's fun putting these shows together. And if you like what you're hearing, don't just stop with us. Trust me, there's some great shows here at RadioValencia.fm. If you go to the homepage, we try and update the itinerary of shows, the roster of shows as best we can there, so you can see by day every 2 hour slot that's where there's a show. Sunday's really good here. There's, you know, it kicks off with live programming every Sunday morning at 10 a.m. with DJ Sully and Sufficient Grounds, and then it just goes. We've got the Stranded Playlist with Marco Middlesex. DJ Marco, he's the one who keeps it all humming in the background whenever we can't be here. He's the one who schedules all the reruns. But he has his own show, too. He's got some great music, does his own music. In fact, he sent me a tune not that long ago, and I'm going to play it in one of our upcoming mixtape shows because it's really good. But he has the Stranded Playlist every Sunday from 12 till 2, followed by the Curated Catastrophe, the reason why I'm here, the reason we're here. Mm-hmm. DJ Maldoror and his Curated Catastrophe every Sunday from 2 till 4.
Yeah.
Used to guest DJ with him many years ago, every so often, and then just got the bug and been coming in ever since. Followed by Cheap Hooch.
Yep.
From 4 till 6, and then the final hour, 8 till 10. I mean, Sundays are great here on Radio Valencia, but if you go to the site there, you can see them all. And if you've got a show, you think you got 2 hours of show in you every week, you should do it too. I mean, look, if we can do it, anyone can do it.
Oh, 100%.
And today there was more training for DJs who want to do it remote, because now we have the capability of being remote DJs, so it doesn't matter where you are in the world. It doesn't take a lot of equipment, but you can actually do the show from the comfort of your home and broadcast to the masses.
Which is so great.
Yeah, it really is.
Flexibility. You can be anywhere, like England.
Yeah, exactly. So the email station at RadioValencia.fm, or go to the contact page. It's all there on the homepage, RadioValencia.fm. And you can also support us if you want to make a donation. We always love that. PayPal button. There's a big blue PayPal button there. Just put ES Beats in the notes so we know what show you're listening to, and that would go a long way, too. But anyway, let's get back to some tunes, shall we? This next block is actually for you, darling.
Oh, yes.
Yeah, this is the original Brewer block.
Oh, fantastic.
We'll start off with this fun one. Get tapping those toes, people.
I'm ready. Toodles. We'll be right back.
every night. The phantom of myself beside. She rattled my bones. Don't you think could fit the part? I'll never grow. So maybe they should.
He's every
Original Brewer's alter ego there, Robin.
I love Robin.
With Be Mine off her self-titled album when she came back. She went away. She had that big hit in the 90s. Mm-hmm. Was it Show Me Love? Mm-hmm. And then she went away. She was really not happy with the record industry. She didn't like the way the labels were set up. She felt that artists were getting screwed. Mm-hmm. So she went away and started her own label, did everything out of her house.
Konnichiwa Records.
She went away for a decade and came back with this album that you just heard, Be Mine, was on it. Mm-hmm. And she's fantastic. She's phenomenal. I love she owns her. Yep. She owns everything. And I don't know if you got to see it, but on Saturday Night Live, when they were doing the big 50th celebrations, I don't know if you saw it yet, did you?
She did the concert. I saw the music stuff. I don't think I've actually seen the concert yet.
Well, that was the music.
No. I saw like the 50 years of, like the lead up to it.
Yeah, so they did a concert there in, I think it was a Radio City Music Hall, one of those in New York. And David Byrne came out. Mm. With Robin.
Oh, wow.
It was mind-blowing.
Wow.
David Byrne, it was tough for them to sing in key together because they're just so different. And you could tell they hadn't really rehearsed it that much.
Yeah.
It was still fantastic, though. And just Robin owning it on stage. Because she was one of the best live acts over the years on Saturday Night Live. That when she came on and no one knew who she was, blew it away. It was,
Totally.
And that's why they had her at the 50th celebration.
Which is super cool. And Annie Lennox.
Yeah.
Also top for me.
Yeah, we kicked things off with Annie Lennox and Little Bird.
Robin several times. Actually, crazy pregnant seeing Robin.
Yeah,
never seen Annie Lennox, though, and she's massively on a list to see.
And in the middle, we had Japanese House with...
they're fantastic.
Cool Blue. And she, we've seen her a couple times.
Yep.
And that was off her first EP way back when. She's from England.
Mm-hmm.
And if you haven't checked them out.
Coast, right?
Yeah, not to be confused with Japanese Breakfast. Japanese House is the name of her outfit, and she's phenomenal. We've seen her every time she's come to the city, I think 3 or 4 times now. Mm-hmm. So, really good stuff. You're listening to ES Beats here on Radio Valencia.fm, transmissions from the Mission. Our theme this week is Ladies. Ladies! For Women's History Month. All female artists. Some of our favorite female artists. Maybe doing... Not the big hits that you know. I mean, some of them, obviously. But trying to go like a rung down on the album. Maybe instead of playing the first single off the album, maybe track 4 off side A or something like that. Which has been kind of fun to put together. This next one. So we've played a lot of old stuff. We played some new stuff, too. This next one is brand new. One of my favorite new female artists. I'm definitely converted. I was making fun of her before we went to go see her live last year, and she blew me away. She is amazing. Here's Chapel Roan with her brand new single, The Giver.
The Giver. Toodles. 2, 3.
On my walls, but I sure don't make any calls from the stars and the bars on a Friday night. Other boys may meet a map, but I can close my eyes and have you wrapped around my fingers like that. So baby, when you need the job done, you can call me baby, 'cause you ain't gotta tell. Just take it like a taker. So baby, I'm a giver. Ain't no need to hurry. So baby, I deliver. Ain't no country boy quitter. I get the job done. I get the job done. Girl, I don't need no lip. Truck, revving light to pick you up. 'Cause how I look is how I touch. And in this strip mall town of dreams, good luck finding a man who has to meet a rhinestone cowgirl all night long. So baby, if you never had one, call me baby. Yeah. 'Cause you ain't gotta tell. Just take it like a taker.
message on the line.
So take it like a taker.
Champagne.
brand new there from Lizzo.
So good.
Still Bad is the name of that one.
Love Lizzo.
That last block is all brand new songs by female artists here on celebrating Women's History Month on ES Beats on Radio Valencia.fm, transmissions from the Mission. That first the first song on that block was The Giver, the brand new single from Chapel Roan.
Such a good one.
Yeah, really good. In the middle, there was brand new from Haim with Relationships. And then we had Lizzo was Still Bad. It was a good block there. New music. Lots of new music coming out from fantastic female artists. In fact, Suzanne Vega, who I loved growing up, she's awesome. You know, she's 65 now.
Is she really?
Yeah, and she hasn't come out with a new album in a while. It's been like 10 years. She's done covers and things like that.
Sure.
But a new album with like all new music, she hasn't done it in over a decade, I believe.
Well.
But that is about to change. She's got a brand new album coming out in May of this year. It's called Flying with Angels. I've always been a huge Suzanne Vega fan. She was most famous with Luca and Tom's Diner. Those were the big hits, I think, on the radio. But then she came out with an album called 99.9 Fahrenheit Degrees. 99.9 Degrees Fahrenheit. And I loved that that album. It was just phenomenal. And so I'm going to play a track from that album.
Okay.
Because it's one of my favorites. And like I said, it's like one step down. It wasn't a radio single, but it was a great song. I used to listen to it all the time.
Okay.
I think Roman probably likes it. DJ Roman, I'm assuming that he's a big fan of Suzanne Vega, or at least this album. I thought it was awesome. It was big when we went to U of A. Here is Blood Makes Noise by Suzanne Vega on ES Beats.
Toodles.
Yeah. so distracted. I'm thinking about the fireworks that go off when you smile. Don't get me wrong. If I split like I'd be fighting, I'm only off to wander across a moonlit mile.
Okay, here we go. One, two, three.
I was wet leg there with Your Mum.
Fozzie Tiger's fave.
Yeah, I was wondering if Jay was still listening for that one. But yeah, Your Mum by Wet Leg. In the middle there with The Pretenders with Don't Get Me Wrong. And then, of course, we kick things off with Suzanne Vega with Blood Makes Noise. We need another Wet Leg album, actually. They had that... It was just kind of played to death, so people kind of got sick of it. But they need another album because they were great, and we really liked them live.
When did that actually come out?
Fun. Whenever they were here, when they were all here, and
that
did Outside
August.
Lands. Was it 2 Augusts ago?
Oh yeah, it was.
It was 2 Augusts ago, and I think the album came out like the year before. So it's been 3 years, something like that.
Yeah.
Anyway. We're coming up on the final stretch here, everyone. We've got 20 minutes left, and we're going to cram a lot of songs in here. It's that time of the show where you need to get your lighter out. So go find your cigarette lighter. You got to hold it above your head and light it up. We're going to have a moment here. Here's Heart. Toodles.
Toodles.
Every moment I'm awake, the further I'm away.
Stir It Up. Yes, DJ Mike Most from the Beverly Hills Cop soundtrack. Phenomenal soundtrack. Second movie had a great soundtrack, too. The second one had Shakedown with Bob Seger. But, yeah, so good. And I was just saying in the chat room, they should teach that screenplay in class.
So good.
In movie school, because there is zero fat on that script. Every single line. I mean, yes, there was some improvisation with Bronson Pinchot in the art gallery, but I mean that script is so tight.
Mm.
And it was originally supposed to be for Sylvester Stallone,
which is so weird.
And
I guess it always feels that way until.
Well, it wasn't a comedy, and it was more of a straight shooting movie. It was more of a straight film, but Stallone kept changing the screenplay, and they didn't like that, so they wanted to do a comedy vehicle. And Stallone took what he was doing and made Cobra.
Mm.
That's the little history there. So we've got time for a couple more songs here. So
yay.
We've been celebrating Women's History Month all month long on ES Beats here on Radio Valencia.fm. And so the last time we were on the air a couple weeks ago, we had it was men on women's. It was men singing about women. And then today I wanted to do women on women. So we've had a few of those songs, and we're going to close it out with three songs. Female artists singing about women here. And so we're going to kick things off with one of my favorite voices of the last 30 years, Natalie Merchant with Ophelia.
Mm. Toodles!
Ophelia was a bride of God, a novice Carmelite. Your sister sells the cloister bells, told on a wedding night. Ophelia was the rebel girl, a blue-stocking suffragette who remedied society between her cigarettes. And Ophelia was the sweetheart to a nation overnight. happy to forget. Ophelia's mind went wandering. You'd wonder where she'd gone. The secret doors down corridors. She'd wander them alone.
Thank you, everyone. It's been a pleasure. I always love putting the shows together here. Original Brewer, how are you doing over there?
I'm doing well. That was the best.
You like that?
Uh-huh.
Thank you so much wherever you tuned in from, whether it be New Zealand, Yorkshire, New York, Utah, wherever you tuned in from. Driving up to Occidental.
Yeah.
It was a real pleasure to have you tuned in.